Rebelsky Ramban Share, October 19th.
That's where we're holding?
Yes.
This Briya, which means the two Briyas of Shamayim and Oris, which are both referred to as Briya, Bosh, is Ora Elikim. Right? And it repeats Shehich in Akuda Katana Daka Vien by Mamish. It's a dot which has no mamish, right? Which is, we went through a number of times, means that there's literally no volume because it occupies no matter yet, and therefore it occupies no space. Nivru kol hanivroyim b'shamayim v'oris. Everything is there. Everything in Shemayim and everything in Oret is included. Milas es. What is the word es? Kamoi etzem hadover. In a minute we'll have a better definition of it. B'dor shuboshi iloilam l'rabois. It's adding something to the original word Shemayim and the word Oret. B'dor shuboshi iloilam l'rabois. He Nitzira, it's derived min osa boiker v'gam loyla, which is the osa boiker. The boiker came, right? In fact, it's a targum word, the word osa. We use that all the time, and it's a word that's used in Hebrew many times, even though it's more commonly a targum word, right? Asyole comes in. We use say to that root. Also, boiker v'gam loylo, or it says korvu vayesoyun, and let's say vayese rosh hayom, right? The same word. So we see that shorish of also is used in Hebrew many times. Okay. Okay, v'chein amr rabbi seinu es ha-shamayim l'rabbis chama l'vonu k'chov matzolos v'es oretz l'rabbis v'ilonus v'deshoyim v'ganeidim v'eilu klal kol ha-nevroin bal guf. Bal guf means anything that eventually occupies space because it's tangible, right? It's tangible matter, and it's of course much different than the original matter, which was only an essence and was intangible. They know something. Those who, you know, are familiar with the stuff that I mentioned earlier, it's so much easier because years ago, when somebody would say this, so they would say there's the essence of the Briya is contained in something which occupies no space at all, which has no matter, and so on and so forth. That would sound like philosophical mysteries, which, like you say, some idea and try to express the idea in a way which makes it sound like it has substance to it. But now I think we're all familiar, with what they say, that his energy is converted into matter, and matter could be converted into energy. And we could even measure the formula, what's the equivalent of matter and how it could be converted to energy. We're very familiar with those kind of things, and we know that the original dot, which contained all matter in its potential form, because it's all energy. Energy occupies no space, and yet it could be reduced to something that, whether it's a dot or whether it's larger than a dot or anything, it's immaterial, because I guess the word immaterial is probably the best word. There's no matter and there's nothing material there. Therefore,
is that from atoms at all? Energy? Is energy
inside? No. There's no atoms. Matter could atoms, you know, could contain energy if they're moving and if they're being converted to something else. There's all kinds of things which go on every single second of the existence of anything which puts together matter and energy. Now, so once we have these yesoides in, you know, the rudimentary ideas that they call it science. The word science isn't such a scary word, I believe, because the word science is a Latin word which means knowledge. That's all it means. Scio means I know. Right? Science. Scio means knowledge. And knowledge is something that we know and examine and study carefully so that we should really know what it is, and we're familiar and we calculate what something exists of, which contains only energy and not matter at all, and how all the matter, all the galaxies and everything could be extracted from that essence, because with the conversion of energy to matter, so everything is toitse, right? Or it's the earth brings it out. Nefesh chaya lamina. If there's anyone who wants, I'm not going to go into the, you know, the real technical details over here, but if there's somebody who has a shayla and he wants to know something more than I said, and I could explain it. You know, the most legitimate kasha, shaila asked by a shir would be, I didn't understand, please explain it to me again. That's really, that shows a wise mind who is not going to cover up for his ignorance and make believe that he understood and just tries to, you know, shake the head in a certain way that makes it appear as if he understands everything. So, do it, Rav Oyser. Okay? Now, we'll talk about all these things later. Chama Levona, Chechovim Mazolos. Okay? Levona, you know, we had people walk all over the moon and we examine moon rocks, all that stuff. But these are things we're familiar with. Right? Okay. You know what Kerchovim and Mazolos are? I think I once mentioned it here. What are Kerchovim and what are Mazolos? No. Everybody here knows, right? I guess it because nobody said. That's also constellations, right? Constellations are groups of stars. That's all. Stellar means star. Con means together. Constellation. Stars that are together. So if you have a bunch of stars that are shaped like something, a dipper or, you know, a lion or whatever it is, so we call that to be the muscle. Muscle. Akrov is shaped like a scorpion, muscle. Ari is shaped like a lion. Okay. Okay, now. Okay. Sha'omar, Kibbetchila, after he said that in the beginning, Bereshis is Bitchila, the Ramban says differently than Rashi, and he says that Bereshis isn't Somach, right? But it's Nifrod, it's not understood only together with Bereshis, Beroyal, Kim Shemayim, Vohoris, but it's Nifrod, Bereshis, in the beginning of all things, right? So, yeah, yeah, right. Keep it.
So why was it amazed that all the 70, when they asked them to translate the Torah, they said Elikim Bar Bereshis. So why was that? Why was that such a big?
Right, because in the Greek translation, it would have come out like in the Hebrew that Bereishis, this beginning substance, created Elohim, which of course can't be. So he has to say in the way Elohim bo Bereishis. Now, by the way, there really isn't such a major change, because Bereishis bo Elohim, which would mean Hashem created such and such in the beginning, or in the beginning Hashem created. But don't forget one thing: the Greeks all at that time ascribed to the Aristotelian approach. Aristotle won the battle between philosophers. In other words, his opinion was accepted. And he said, Oilam Kadmai, the world always existed. You can't bring an atom into existence. It had to be there from the very beginning. You could just rearrange the matter so that it should appear to be different, but you can't create matter. And I told you there's a scientific principle which matter could neither be created nor destroyed. It could only be moved around and changed to some degree. So since he said that, therefore, they said Olam Kadmoi, the world always existed. And Ramela, when we say Bereishis means the beginning, so the Greeks immediately would have interpreted that to mean the matter which was there from the beginning.
Created.
Right. Okay. Then Chozeru Perish. Jehoras Acher Abriyazu, after this Briya, so then it's Hoysa Toihu, right? Which we already said before, Chomer, meaning Chomer Ein Boy Mamish, the first matter which had no space, which was only energy, which was essence but contained no volume at all. For Hoysa Boyhu, and then it became Boyhu, Hilbish Hoysa Tsura, which means to say it took the form of boyu, and boyu means it, this is in it, boyu. We already explained that. Bariches, right? Now he's going to go into the details of boyu. Uperish, Shebetsura Hazu, in this surah, surahs dal soides, there's the four essential materials. Shehem ho'esh, v'mayim, v'ofor, v'avir. Okay? Now this is the way the world looked at it, and you find that Maimer in the Chorus and Chazal. It's understood, maybe in the ancient world, to mean that there's four basic types of matter. One is water, one is air, one is earth. Now, we know good and well that every one of the things that we just said is complex, like anything, right? What is air? Oh, you could get a whole long list. You start off with the 79% nitrogen, you know, and the 20% oxygen, and a little bit of carbon dioxide, and then all the inert gases, the neon and the argon and all that stuff, and then plus water vapor and all kinds of things. So when you end up with air, you end up a combination of a tremendous amount of different things. And then you talk about earth, well, there you never end, because so many different combinations of earth. Right? Take a typical teaspoon of live earth, and by live earth I mean earth where you could plant the seed and the seed will grow. There's so much life in the earth. There's little microorganisms, right? There's organisms that are not so micro, like the nematodes, the little tiny creatures that are in there. There's an enormous amount of life in the earth, but it's anywhere, anything but a yesoid, anything but an element, right? The yesoid is an element. Today, we prefer not to look at it as four separate elements, but as four states of matter, right? And you could convert one to the other, so that the very same water could be a solid ice, could be a liquid water, or it could be an air, which is water vapor, a gas. So the H2O could be, fill up, if it's hot enough, there isn't no liquid there at all, right? And it could also be a state of excited matter, right? What is excited matter? Good, another word for excited matter? Anybody here?
Plasma.
Not yet. Plasma is... Wait, we have H on this world and we have no plasma here. In the sun you'll have plasma. What? Huh? Oh yeah.
Ion.
Ion? No. Ion is just a matter with an electron missing or added onto an extra electron or electron less. So it's an electrically charged matter. It's not excited. It's charged. Charged and excited are two different things. Excited matter is fire. That's what fire is. Okay? In other words, it's volatile. So if you have oxygen that's excited and carbon that's excited and the exchange of electrons and trap energy, so what do you get from that? Heat because of the energy. Light because of the fire. What else do you get? A compound, right? Compound is called carbon dioxide. Right? The same thing happens with hydrogen and oxygen and the two excited atoms, right? Meet and join. What do they call that? Water, right? So a matter in an excited state, which is active, burning, emitting light, emitting, that's called H. So there's four states of matter that we're familiar with all the time, right? So that's H Ruach Mayim Nofer, and it would be a little bit more accurate than to say there are four elements, because, you know, there's nothing elemental about that, but those are the four. Okay, Umilas Oretz Tichlo Labas Eila. Oretz includes these four. Why is you could see what the Ramban's leading up to? What's he leading up to? V'ha'oretz, choisa, so you. Next, right afterwards, vayu, right? V'choishech al pnei t'ha'im, v'ruach elikim erachefes al pnei hamoyim. The t'ha'im will be the beginning of oretz. So that in that pasuk you say v'horetz hoisa, the earth, the oretz, which was then only in essence, was converted into toyu, right? And then we said what toyu is, right? And then from toyu to boyu, and then the choshech is the four states of matter, and he'll say it. So the eish is nikras choshech memnesha eish hayesoidis, the elemental fire, chashucha is dark, it doesn't give out light. Okay, well, we could easily say that Eish HaYesoidus is the flow of energy throughout the world, all the waves of energy that are passing through everything. That's called Choshech. You can't see it. You can't see it. It's dark. In fact, turn out all the lights. You get yourself in the middle of a cave and there's no lighting. Right? And it's Choshech. But is there energy passing through? Well, if you have a powerful enough radio, you could pick up hundreds of channels. Right? Go out of the cave, and so you have more access, but there's innumerable messages. It's interesting. You take a look at this cup, right? Here's a cup. So there's one little drop of coffee in it left, but the cup is empty. What else is there in it? Air. Well, take a look. We'll take a very sensitive receiver and put the antenna into this cup, and it'll pick up a million messages, right? shortwave and longwave messages, cosmic rays, anything. I mean, just no end to the amount of messages that are passing through this cup. It's too much to number. So that's the Eish Yesoidi. It's the essence of energy, which has no light. Okay? And it's dark. And Ilu Hoysa Duma, Hoysa Madima Lono Alayla. If it would be red, so you'd have this glow of red passing through the night darkness.
So this is what we mean by Baruch Hoshech.
Yeah, well, Yotzer Oyer Baruch Hoshech, that Hoshech is a Bria. But later we're going to talk about this, because we're going to come to the Pasuk, V'lach Hoshech Kor Aloylo, and so we'll talk about that. Okay? What?
Why is
these
more Yesoidi than other than
that? It's more Yesoidi because the Eish that's Yesoidi is an active, tangible Eish. Whereas the Eish that's Yesoidi is the energy without the matter. So when the energy is flowing through, there's no atoms, there are no molecules, there's just energy. Okay? It's an energy wave, because waves could flow without the matter. Right? Without the protons and the neutrons. And all the stuff that you're familiar with. So all that energy is Yesoidi, right? The excited matter which forms the Eish that's not Yesoidi is the Eish that's totally in activated matter, right? Which is producing all that light and heat and is, you know, materializes the energy that. Okay, v'amayim shenigvu ben ha'ofor kori yikori tahoim. Okay, it's like mud. L'chein yikori mehayam tahoimus. Kedoshiv tahoimus yichasyumu. Tahoimus covered up pari v'chelus. Right? Kofu tahoimus, they gelled and they formed walls. Tahoim yisoy v'veini. Surrounded me when Yoina was inside the dug and he was, you know, surrounded by water. Yikra, the Yikore Karka Hayom, Tahoim. The bottom of the sea is called Tahoim. Okay. Or, the Pasuk says, Vayanair Vayamsuf, Vayechrav, and it dried up. Vayigar, that's what it is. No wonder I couldn't be around. Vayigar Vayamsuf. I used to scream at Yamsuf and cause it to freeze in its tracks, sort of. Vayechav, and it dried up. Vayelichem, and led the Yidden batahoymoy along the base of the sea, along the karka that is underneath the water. Right, kamidbor, as if it were a dry desert. Vayelichem batahoymoy kisus pamidbor. Another pasuk. Okay, so the next pasuk is you got the Arbo Yesoidos, which is the first conversion of Oritz to tangible matter. Okay.